The notes and coins people keep in their wallets could have a digital government-backed equivalent by the end of the decade. The Reserve Bank is asking for the public's views on so-called digital cash to circulate alongside physical notes and coins and to be used in the same way as cash, such as buying goods and services, paying donations, giving family members pocket money or payments from the Tooth Fairy even. The bank says people would have access to digital cash even if they don't have a bank account. And just like banknotes, digital cash could be used when the power is out or when the internet is down. The RBNZ's Director of Money and Cash, Ian Wolford, joins us in our Wellington studio. Good morning.
Marina.
Okay, so a digital currency. Explain to people how this is, say, different than Bitcoin. So this is fully backed by the RBNZ. Every dollar that's out there, there's a dollar in the vault somewhere?
Yeah, that's right. It's the same as cash, basically. And, you know, what we're trying to do is have an exact sort of equivalent, in a sense. So people can have as much trust in digital cash as they do in physical cash, banknotes and coins.
So in a sense, they're trusting the Reserve Bank of New Zealand.
Yeah.
Rather than Bitcoin or Bitcoin miners or whatever.
That's right. And that's one of the reasons why we're looking at it. I mean, there are a few points. One is around innovation. One is privacy. And one is risk. I mean, at the moment, we think a lack of innovation and efficiency in the New Zealand banking system. You know, we're behind other countries. There are new products and services available, but they come with kind of higher risk. You're not seeing those new products and services via the banking system. The idea of a digital cash would be that New Zealanders would be able to access these new products and services at low risk and with privacy.
Well, let's talk about how it might work. So if you've got your phone, you'll have people will be familiar with the wallet that you can have on your phone. You could presumably put some digital cash into that wallet or something similar.
Yep, that's right.
Would you then be able to use that at a shop to pay for something or exchange it with somebody who's nearby?
That's exactly right. That's the idea. Yep.
And where do they get that digital cash from? How do they transfer it from hard cash they transfer it from their own bank onto their wallet?
So the model that we're talking about is a two-tier model. So there'll be some intermediary between the Reserve Bank and the customer. We won't be onboarding customers. So they'll be transferring from other financial institutions, from banks, depositing cash into their banks and then moving it into their digital wallet. I mean, these details are yet to all be worked through, but the idea is that it's generally available and widely used, just as you would put your hand in your pocket and pull out some cash or pull out your FPOS card. You'd use your digital wallet.
So who would do the transactions and the actual nuts and bolts of making sure that, you know, one A went to B?
So we're doing a lot of work in the background on what we call interoperability, and that goes to all of those technical details. That's not really what we're consulting on at the moment. So we came out a couple of years ago, we said, hey, there's this thing called central bank digital currency, or what we're calling digital cash. We think it's a good idea. What do you think? We're now at a point where we're saying to give people a bit more of an idea of what it would look and feel like, what its functionality would be, how they would use it. A lot of those technical details, these are all things that are possible now. So in a sense, they're sort of second order. They're obviously hugely important and need to be worked through. But in terms of this consultation, what we're trying to do is to get people to engage with the idea and think about, you know, if it's got those features, does that resonate with them? Is that something that they want? You know, should it have other features? Should it work in other ways?
Couple of things. Would it run the risk of the black economy that you would see people bypassing their banks? And I'll get to the banks bit in a minute. So would their transactions be traceable by the tax department, for example?
So what we're quite focused on is as we go through the design phase of thinking about digital cash, is that it is comparable to cash in the sense that there's a degree of privacy and it's peer to peer. Now, it will be private, not anonymous. You know, cash is anonymous. There is no real tracing of it, you know, digitally, for example. When we talk about privacy by design, you know, we're making the point that we are building privacy into the design of it so that, you know, the Reserve Bank is not interested in how many coffees you have on a given day. But as with anything, if there is illegality, you know, and there are grounds for looking into transactions, Just as there are with banks at the moment.
So that might then be possible. Now, let's finish on the banks. I don't imagine they would be that keen on this because this would cut them out. I mean, they're sort of the middleman in this, and this would be removing them. I mean, what are they showing any interest in being part of this? Are they happy about it?
Well, I think the banks they're interested in what we're doing. I mean, I think an important thing to say is, you know, the Reserve Bank, we're responsible for a bunch of things, including financial stability. Now, obviously, when we talk about cutting out, it's hard to imagine a future that wouldn't include a huge role for the banks in that digital cash provision. You know, we're going to need financial intermediaries. They're the biggest ones there. I think where they can get slightly nervous, and that's probably right, is that, you know, as I said earlier, we are a bit worried about the lack of innovation in New Zealand. By some counts, we're
talking open banking here.
Well, we're probably 10, 15, maybe even 20 years behind some countries on open banking. You've got a fintech sector out there with new products, innovation, often at lower cost. And I think, you know, what we're wanting to do with the digital currency is to try and spur that innovation and try and enable good outcomes. I mean, you've got fintechs with good products, banks not really innovating, but they have scale. And so there is actually, you know, a scenario here where it's win-win. But what we're mainly interested in at the Reserve Bank is good outcomes for New Zealanders.
And on that, I mean, would they need to worry about people pulling out a whole lot of cash out of their deposits, putting it into their wallets, and therefore they aren't having that money in their vaults?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a risk at a big scale, couldn't it?
Yeah, so that's one of the things that we're looking at. It's not part of this consultation, but thinking about, you know, how we design the product, the limits, the rules that we put in place. Obviously, we don't want to create a run on the banks. You know, that's first and foremost. So, you know, from that angle,
sure.
I think those concerns can be
It's very interesting. It's very interesting, and it is going to be one to watch over the next few years as it develops. Thank you very much for that. That is the RBNZ's Director of Money and Cash. What a title that is. Ian Wolford in our Wellington studio this morning.